name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, Luke chapter 17, verses 18 and 19. Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Today's Gospel is a very interesting Gospel. It only is recorded in St. Luke. It doesn't occur in any other Gospel. And of course, St. Luke was a physician. And so we know that to him the details of this healing would be of interest. And there are several things about it that I would like to explore this morning. The first thing is that this incident happens on the border of Samaria and Galilee, and Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. Now, the important thing is that not only were the Israelites and the Samaritans in disagreement, they believed in different places of worship. The Samaritans on Mount Gerizim, and the Israelites, of course, in Jerusalem. So Jesus, because he is on his way to Jerusalem, would be very much kept away from by the Samaritans because of his destiny and journey. And he would not have been well received. And we can assume, therefore, that most of the lepers would have been Samaritans, but it seems they were not. They were possibly a mixture of both Samaritans and Israelites. This I find most intriguing because, of course, normally they would not have been together. But you see, leprosy in Jewish law meant you were exiled from the community. You had to live apart from the community, usually outside the towns. And so you see, because they all had leprosy, they had something in common. And the racial, ethnic, and religious differences faded into irrelevance as they found themselves to be excluded. The second thing is, and perhaps this is of great interest, only one of the 10 lepers returned to give thanks to Jesus and to praise God, and he was a Samaritan. This foreigner, says Jesus, making the point. So we could assume this is a wonderful story of not only of healing, but of Jesus welcoming those who are excluded, breaking down the walls of exclusion. I'm sure there are many pulpits giving that sermon this morning. But I think that's beside the point. The most telling point of the whole story is the instruction Jesus gives to the lepers. He says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now, this was an instruction under Jewish law, because under Jewish law, if you were a leper and you had been healed, the only way you were welcomed back into the community was by having a certificate from the priest to say you had been healed. So if you were cleansed, you would go to the priest, he would give you the certificate, and you could return to your family and community. And what joy that healing certificate would bring to the cleansed leper. The strange thing is, and this is the point, when Jesus told those 10 lepers to go to the priest to get the certificate, they were not yet healed. They were still lepers. St. Luke, who noticed the detail, records that as they went, they were healed. So this is the point. They were asked to go by Jesus while still lepers to receive a certificate of healing. The faith this required must have been enormous, to think that somehow between turning away from Jesus and arriving at the priests, they would be healed. But they did. They went in faith, and as they went, they were cleansed, says St. Luke. This is a wonderful example of faith being a necessary prerequisite for healing and prayer. They were healed because they went in faith. "Your faith has made you well," said Jesus, and so it did. This is a story of faith in action, and it follows naturally from last week's Gospel, which was the preceding 5 verses, which was about faith. You remember the question I raised, what is faith? in the context of last week's gospel. And that question, what is faith, is answered by this week's gospel, by a healing which tells us that faith is believing what Jesus says is true, even when it doesn't appear to be true. This is the point. It didn't seem they were healed, but they believed Jesus. They took him at his word. And that is why we pray for all sorts and conditions of men, women and children, even when what we ask for does not appear to be happening. We ask in faith because we take Jesus at his word. In the case of the 10 lepers, faith is not believing that something will happen when it doesn't seem possible, but rather continuing to believe that it will happen. And that means for us, faith is continuing to pray to the Lord when we are not getting a response. And this is real faith, because it is the most difficult faith of all, to believe and pray even when the answer is no, is perhaps the most difficult thing for a Christian to do. And there's a final thing about the story which I must comment on. It's at the end, Jesus' final words, "Your faith has made you well." Now, in the New Testament, almost every other healing that Jesus does, he finishes by saying, "Your faith has saved you." Now, the word is simple, but it's different. "Your faith has made you well" is about the healing. "Your faith has saved you" is about salvation, isn't it? That's what the word means. And so we understand from most of the healing miracles that for Jesus, the greatest healing is forgiveness of our sins. That forgiveness has already been poured upon us through our Lord's death on the cross. We are already forgiven and we are headed to heaven. We have experienced the ultimate healing. But in the gospel reading, there is a different lesson for us about salvation and healing. And to understand that, we need to look at another occasion when Jesus healed a leper. This is recorded earlier in Luke chapter 5. It's also recorded in Matthew chapter 8 and Mark chapter 1. So it was a very well-known story of healing. On that occasion, one leper came to Jesus and he said, "If you will, you can heal me." In other words, if you want to. He was challenging Jesus to heal him if he wanted to heal him. And lo and behold, the leper was immediately healed. And Jesus commands him to go to the priest because he has been healed and get the certificate. And then Jesus charges him not to talk about it. It is a slight variation on today's healing, a variation which is significant. The difference in the two incidences of lepers being healed is not just the instant healing of the first leper as opposed to the faith healing of the ten, but in what they say to Jesus. Today, the 10 lepers stand at a distance because they're unclean, and they say to Jesus, they shout to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. But the single leper, who seems to be self-righteous or something, challenges Jesus to heal him if he wants to. It's not a request for healing, it's a challenge. The story today tells us that faith is a necessary requisite for healing and prayer. The other story of the one leper tells us that Jesus does respond despite how we feel and how it confronts him. In that case, the answer was an instant yes. In today's story, it was a surprise. It happened when they turned and walked away. All this is to avoid perhaps the question underlying it all. What about unanswered prayer? What about when healing does not happen when Jesus asked to heal us? The fact that the 10 lepers were healed after Jesus told them to go on their way tells us that Jesus is with us even when it seems nothing is happening. That's how it was. Nothing was happening. And they went away and Jesus performed the miracle. At those times when we are at our lowest, Jesus is there with us. That is the message. He's with us even when we feel deserted. He does not walk away. He performs his healing act. Then there is the final part. The Samaritan, this foreigner, returned to say thank you. Simple thing, isn't it? But you know, we don't hear very often in the Gospels where someone comes back and says thank you to Jesus. This is perhaps the most important lesson from today's Gospel, the importance of saying thank you. It's such a simple thing to do, but you know, it's so often neglected. We all know people who are sad, bitter, angry, lacking real joy, and they never seem to be grateful or show gratitude. In the context of any healing, the most important thank you any Christian can express is thanks for being forgiven. Thanks and gratitude is part and parcel of following Jesus. And of course, it is the foundation of any church stewardship campaign. When we are asked to consider our stewardship, we are asked to give up our time and our money, to give of it back to our parish church as a simple thank you, as a way of thanking God for his blessings. No job is too small, and no check will ever be big enough to thank God for the gift of forgiveness we have received through Jesus. But no matter how small our gift, whatever we offer is loved by Jesus and honoured by God. The leper who came back to Jesus and thanked him shows this. He did not get any more than the other 9 lepers. Because he said thank you, he didn't get anything extra, except one thing. When he returned grateful and joyful, he did hear Jesus say, "Your faith has made you well." In other words, you are whole because you gave thanks. The other 9 never heard Jesus say that to them. What a pity. But neither did the other 9 lose what they had been given by God. They were still healed. The ultimate lesson, therefore, is that not to be grateful may be yet another human failing, but it makes us whole, and it has no place in the kingdom of the redeemed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.